October 12th, 2012. Now there's a sight I never thought I'd live to see. Orion opened his eyes to find Cassandra standing over him with an amused smile. She tisked. Two mighty daemons cuddling babies, asleep while watching Toy Story. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Rubbing his eyes, Orion scoffed. What are you talking about? What kind of mom lets their kids watch this movie? Woody's a psycho bastard homicidal loon, and Sid, holy shit, I so relate to him, which means no kid should be watching this for entertainment. I picked up pointers from both of them. Again, not a child-friendly show. Davin laughed as he woke up on the floor. Good thing they weren't here for your earlier diatribe, or they'd never let you watch their kids again. Wolf shook his head as he checked on Tyre and Phoebe, who were curled up on each side of Davin, while Jeff was asleep on Orion's chest and Eric was tucked in at his feet on the couch. Cassandra scowled. When was Jeff's last feeding?
I don't know, about 8?
She gaped. He's never slept this long. You need to stay over more often. Taking the infant, she carried Jeff upstairs. Wolf sat down in his chair.
Are you two staying the night?
Nah, we'll head out.
Orion carefully extracted his feet from his nephew's hold, while Davin got up without waking his two charges. While Davin gathered his things, Orion pulled a small box out of his backpack and handed it to Wolf.
I got that for you the other day.
Wolf opened the antique box to find an old medallion that glowed a peculiar shade of burgundy.
What is this?
Your soul medallion.
He gaped. What?
Since you didn't have yours, I did a little horse trading with Loki and got it back for you.
Horse trading? How?
Don't worry about it.
When he started to leave, Wolf grabbed his wrist to hold him there.
Why did you?
For the kids. I didn't want anyone else owning a piece of you.
And seeing the god mark on Styx's back and some of the stories he knew about it had gotten his mind going into dangerous places. So long as Loki held that soul. This was safer for everyone, especially with what was coming for them. No one needed their souls in the wrong hands. First rule of life, be careful with your soul. It's the only one you have, and once you sell it, it's hard to get back.
I feel like a thank you is so inadequate. What can I do for you in return?
Orion snorted.
Don't lose it again.
And remember that Helios is on the move. I don't know what he's planning, but keep Cassandra and the kids on lockdown.
I always do.
That was true.
Inclining his head, Orion and Davin left. But Orion still couldn't shake the bad feeling in his stomach. The gods were stirring for war again. And they were in the center of it.